This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
It had to be a very dramatic shift in his mind to be able to go from, you know, 10,000 miles an hour and this path of being this prophet, and suddenly you're in prison and everyone hates you. How do you think he processed that? How does someone like that process that? Because we know narcissists have a very difficult time processing reality when it comes to being called out on their stuff. And obviously he got called out to a very extremist extent, to the point of you might be killed by the government because you went so far down this road.
Yeah, my guess is he's very anxious right now and probably on some kind of anti-anxiety medication. to keep from beating his head against the bars. Yeah, this has got to be an incredible downfall for him.
I mean, we see him in the courtroom looking very depressed. Chad Daybell just, like, just aloof. You never see him smile. You never see him really express any emotion, no matter what is going on in front of him. Is that something where it's kind of the dissociation? Was that part of what enabled him to carry out such a horrible thing, allegedly, of killing these kids, just disassociating from reality? And I would imagine maybe still using that to this day as all these things are laid out in front of him?
Certainly could be an element of dissociation. Yeah, he's probably pretty talented at it and can probably pull it in when he needs it as a defense mechanism. But I really mean it. He may be on medication a lot. Yeah. People in prison, they start to nut up, and they have psychiatrists on staff, and they give them something to calm them down. So he very likely is on something.
Many of his kids stood by his side. We saw that in an interview last year. I don't know where they're at today. They haven't really spoken since, but we did see that that video of them in the car at the initial arrest and very upset. Chad saying, "You know, I'm not coming back. Go pay the mortgage. It's going to be on you going forward." Yeah. How do you think those kids are handling things today?
It's just, that's, I think, another one of the very, very sad things about this is that these are innocent children and their mother's dead. And this has just got to be absolutely devastating for them. I can't imagine how they're coping. It's just so tragic. It's a nightmare for all the family members.
How does one even begin to wrap their mind around that? I mean, they are adult children for the most part. If someone's coming in, you know, I mean, let's just role play here for a second. Someone comes into you, Chad Daybell's my dad. You have an idea of everything that's gone on from the media coverage and such, and they're completely broken up. They don't know how to move forward in life. I mean, what are the first steps in something like that for someone who's gone through such an enormous trauma?
Yeah, because they basically have to rebuild their entire inner world about who are my parents, who were my parents, how in the world did we get there? So there's a lot of deconstructing of what they thought reality was versus what reality has turned out to be. And yeah, there's no quick fix for it. One of the things that comes up for children of people who commit awful crimes is we all integrate aspects of our parents into ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just normal. That's how kids develop. And when they find out that they have a parent with this hidden, awful, dark side, they can't help but worry, what does this mean about me? Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of work to be done about rebuilding their sense of, you know, I am a separate person from my dad in mm-hmm. this case. And how do I define my identity apart from who he has turned out to be? So it can take a long time. I mean, it's basically something that they're going to be having to sit with and think about and work on for the rest of their lives. It's very hard to have a parent who does something horrible.
Do sometimes people never quite come around to even accepting what reality is? And is that better? I mean, as long as you're not the one that's out there committing the crimes, is it better sometimes to just kind of, I guess, put your head in the sand and believe, well, he couldn't have done this, that he was wrongly accused, and just kind of move on with your life over this way versus trying to climb this mountain over here of just coming to grips with reality?
Yeah, exactly. Reality is too much for a lot of people in the world. I mean, we see that all over the place. Mm-hmm. People self-medicating because reality is too overwhelming. We're going to watch TV and drink beer and not think about any of it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a human coping mechanism. I don't know that it's the best coping mechanism, but it may be the best that some people can do.
Yeah. I mean, especially in a case like this, just where it's so extreme. Yeah. To ever try to wrap one's mind around it, I can't imagine being in that situation.
No, it just changes life forever.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.